Good afternoon, friends. Lovely that you've taken a few moments to join us for a short devotional message. Just going to read some familiar words from the book of Isaiah, chapter 40. Many of you will know some of these words, I'm sure, off by heart, and they may even be a favourite of many of our listeners. Isaiah 40, verse 28. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. They that wait upon the Lord, the Bible says here, shall mount up with wings as eagles. Eagles are amazing creatures. They're amazing birds. There's not so many eagles in the island of Ireland. I think if you go to Glenveagh National Park in Donegal, I've been told that there are some golden eagles that you can see there. And there's a little picture, if you can just see it, of the golden eagle, those top two there, the golden eagle in flight. Amazing, amazing creatures, the golden eagle. A number of years ago, almost 20 years ago, I went out to Australia to serve the Lord there in a little church in a place called Port Lincoln. Wonderful, wonderful years. Seen so many wonderful aspects of Australian wildlife. And one thing that always caught my attention if I saw one was what was known as a wedge-tailed eagle. Sometimes you would see them circling high, high up in the Earth's atmosphere, maybe even a mile high or more than that, just circling round and round and round on the wind currents, the warm air currents, just lifting them up. And they seemed so effortless as they circled round and round with their wonderful eyesight looking out for prey. Sometimes they would come down and take a little lamb or something out of the flock. Huge, huge birds, and yet so, so impressive. Something like a 7 or 8 foot wingspan on occasions. Eagles are amazing birds. They're the king of birds, we might say. And the Bible says that those who wait upon the Lord, sometimes we get tired, we get weary, we falter, we feel, we fall. But whenever we wait upon the Lord, we spend time in his presence, the Bible says that it's then we can mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary, and we shall walk and not faint. And those eagles, as they get lifted up there into the heavenlies on that warm air, that warm wind current, they just circle round and round and round effortlessly, seemingly endlessly, for hours on end. And the Bible speaks about the Spirit-filled life. In Ephesians chapter 5, it exhorts us there, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. And the Bible likens the Spirit of God unto many things. The dove is a picture of the Holy Spirit. Fire is a picture of the Holy Spirit. Oil is a picture of the Holy Spirit. Water is a picture of the Holy Spirit. And wind is also a picture of the Holy Spirit. And whenever the Spirit of God fills us, he empowers us to live victorious Christian lives. He enables us to rise up above the world and above sin. Yes, we're still in the world, but the Spirit of God enables us to mount up with wings as eagles and to serve the Lord with victory and with power. Maybe you've been trying to live the Christian life in the flesh. Maybe circumstances have been getting the better of you. Maybe you've fainted. Maybe you've even fallen. I encourage you, get alone with God. Enter into the secret place. Enter into the closet and get your Bible and open it up before God, even there at Isaiah chapter 40. And bring those closing verses of the chapter before God in prayer. And be trust that God will encourage you and that you'll mount up and rise up above your circumstances, above your failure, above your defeat, and the Lord will enable you to mount up with wings as eagles. May God bless you today. Thank you so much for joining us, and hopefully we will see you again next time. Bye-bye.